Remind Me Whose I Am by Dena Kilgore. Does the enemy ever get completely in your head and wreak havoc with your thoughts? Just recently, this very thing happened with me with something in my life. And looking back, it really wasn't that big of a deal. And I have no idea how or why I allowed this thought to get to me so bad. But I did. I think when the enemy gets in our head, until we recognize what's going on, we sometimes keep going down the path that he's creating for us. And I did exactly that, down the rabbit hole. This in turn created a pity party in my head telling me, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, you know the lines. If I could use one word to describe how I felt, sad would be the word. My sensitive side was rearing its ugly head and I was feeling sad and hurt. While these feelings were triggered by something specific that happened, under normal circumstances, I don't think this trigger would have been so effective. But on this particular day, it was. Was my guard down? No idea. I basically had this pity party for myself for quite a few hours until I shared things with a friend who reminded me who I am and whose I am. Not only did he validate my feelings, but also reminded me that I'm a child of the Most High King and that my hope should be in our Heavenly Father, not in man. That right there puts things into perspective in the middle of a pity party. I was also reminded not to continue focusing on the negative thoughts of the situation. That's right in line with 2 Corinthians 10:5 that says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." Having godly friends in our lives are so important. They are people we can share things with when things go awry and when we're trying to make heads and tails of what's going on. It's that godly counsel from a friend that can not only empathize with our feelings, but can also set us straight and tell us those feelings are dead wrong, that those feelings are lies. I was prompted to knock off the pity party and remember who I was in the eyes of God. Sometimes I need that reminder. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life." We have to be careful how we think, because the quality of our thoughts will begin to determine the quality of our life. Whatever our minds focus on can play out in our lives, which can eventually shape who we are. Our thoughts turn into feelings that have the power to control our lives, gradually steering us and possibly our faith in a direction we don't want to go. As for my thought process, I had allowed emotionally fueled thoughts temporarily sink my joy and my hope. Looking back merely a day later, it almost felt like a blur, like a blip. What was I thinking? What was I doing? Why did I let that get to me so badly? It felt like my brain was just skewed or off kilter, almost juvenile or silly in a way of how I was acting and feeling. You know, that's how the enemy comes to us. He doesn't tap us on the shoulder with his red face and red horns. He comes to us in disguise through thoughts. One negative thought followed by another, and eventually the snowball of negative thoughts are rolling out of control. You know, he doesn't even have to stick around for thoughts 4, 5, or 6. Once he's done his initial damage, he can move on, because we're on cruise control at that point, shooting ourselves with one negative insult after the other. I always try to be a light to people, but sometimes even those that are usually a light to others get dim and need a recharge. We fall prey to this world and the lies that surround us just like everyone else and need others' light to shine on us and nudge us in the form of kind yet firm, positive and true, God-filled words. Reminders. I'm thankful for the reminder of whose I am, even though I do know a reminder from a friend in a time of struggle or doubt never hurts. Reflection during my research for this blog. BibleGateway.com. Is it possible your thoughts about your circumstances are causing you to feel like you're sinking in heart and mind more than the actual circumstances themselves?